Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid Al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Indeed, all praise is due to the Almighty Allah. We seek His aid and His assistance, and we ask for His forgiveness. Whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal guides, there is no misguidance for this individual. And whomsoever He subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides, there is no guidance for this individual. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our souls and from the evil of our actions. And we bear witness, testify and proclaim that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and messenger. My brothers, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says what's translated as, O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and do not die except in a state of total submission towards Him. The last 10 days, the last 10 nights, the greatest nights of Ramadan, the greatest nights of the entire year, the greatest nights of your entire life, the last 10 nights of Ramadan. My brothers, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يتقارب الزمان, that the hour will not be established until time begins to pass rapidly. Time begins to pass very quickly. And is this not the days we're living in now? Is this not one of the signs before our very own eyes? Some of us 10, 20, 30 years ago were playing in the primary schools, the high schools, in the playgrounds and the likes with our friends in a heartbeat, the click of a finger, the blink of an eye. We're here with kids, almost grandparents and the likes. Our beards and our hairs are going white. Many of us losing it all. Is this not the time we're living now? لا تقوم الساعة حتى يتقارب الزمان. The hour will not be established. The day of resurrection will not come until time rapidly moves. Time rapidly passes. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave us some examples of this. He says, until فتكون السنة كالشهر والشهر كاليوم واليوم كالساعة, that until the year, it feels like a month. The month feels like a week. حتى تكون السنة كالشهر والشهر كالجمعة والجمعة كاليوم ويكون اليوم كالساعة والساعة كالضرمة بالنار. Look at these examples and listen attentively. A year will feel like a month. My brothers, we're already a few days away from being one third through 2024. One third. We've already passed January, February, March, pretty much. And now we are entering into the fourth month of the year. Where is the time going? What are we doing to fill that time? For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a year like a month. A month like a week. A week like a day. A day like an hour. And an hour like the flicker of a flame. For where is the time going? We look at our lives, we see this. And we look at the year, we see this. And we look at Ramadan, we see this. Just yesterday, we were standing on Manabir. And we were sitting in Masajid, listening to the lectures, listening to the reminders, saying, think about how quick this month is going to go. If Allah gives you the life, if Allah gives you the health, if Allah allows you and permits and wills that you see the end of the month, where's it going to go? And we say this now. The first third has gone. The second third is almost gone. And brothers are about to enter into the great worship of al-i'tikaf, secluding themselves in the masajid. We're about to enter these last 10 nights, which are the best 10 nights of the year and of your life. That when one thinks about it, we see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said the average lifespan of this ummah is between what? between 60 and 70 years. My brothers, please, if you can come and fill in the gaps, there's a lot of gaps. If the brothers can move forward and move closer together, please, yani make it easier on your brothers at the back so they don't have to tread over your necks and over your shoulders. Please come and fill the gaps, brothers, and don't stand at the back. There's a lot of room, alhamdulillah. For we see, brothers, the average lifespan of this ummah is between 60 and 70 years. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us. Now, once again, what are we doing to fill these 60 or 70 years? My many of the brothers and sisters are not, you know, getting, if you'd like to say, religious, or not pulling up, as they say, and the likes, till their later years. For we need to ask ourselves, where is it all going? And now we're in Ramadan, and now we're closer to the end of Ramadan than we are to the start of Ramadan. What have you done at the beginning days and the beginning half? What are you planning to do in the second half? If you have not done what you wanted to do at the beginning, learn from your mistake. Learn from your mistake and correct it. The loser is the one that does not learn from the mistakes, continues to do what he did, and then expects a change. This individual is the loser. Because how can you expect to grow? How can you expect to get better? How can you expect to do more and improve if you are not looking at the first half? Seeing where you went wrong, seeing what distractions you had and the likes, and not changing anything. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, and Ali radiallahu anhu, he says, and the companions radiallahu anhum, they said that when the 10 nights entered, إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرُ وَفِي رِوَايَةِ إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرُ الْأَوَاخِرِ, that when the last 10 nights of Ramadan entered, شَدَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مِئْزَرَهُ, that the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he tightened that waist belt. Some of the ulama, they said that means he refrained from intimate relations with his wives. And others, they said it means he really strived like he did not in the previous days. He worked harder. He pushed more than he did in the first days. Whatever meaning you take, whatever meaning you understand, what you can understand for sure from this hadith is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pushed harder in the last 10 than he did in the opening 20. Shadda mi'zarah wa ahya laylah wa ayqadha nisa'ah wa fi riwayah wa ayqadha ahlah, that he tied that waist belt. He worked effortlessly or tirelessly. He exhausted himself. He awoken and woke up his wives, and he gave life to the night. He gave life to the night. Think about the way that they described the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's last 10 nights. He gave life to the night. When many are sleeping, when many are partying, when many are out, make sure that these last 10 nights are nights where you give life to them, my brothers. If there's any nights in the year that you want to pull an all-nighter, don't make it be for the assessment and the assignment and the tests for universities and the likes. First and foremost, let it be for these last 10 nights. So if you can take them off, alhamdulillah, take them off. If you can take some of them off, take some of them off. And let us see some of the things that we can do. And many of us, if not all of us, already know. One of the great acts of worship, and from the greatest that you can do in these last 10 nights, is the great act of worship, which we said earlier, al-i'tikaf, which is secluding oneself in the masajid, secluding oneself to worship Allah, not to sit there and chit and chatter and backbite and this and that with your friends and your brothers. No, 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 no. You seclude yourself in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you worship Allah Azza wa Jal. You make it days and nights like you've never had before. Reading Quran, praying the nights and the days. Doing that, as I said, which pleases Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is why Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala, when he describes the i'tikaf of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we all know that at times he would pitch a tent and the likes, And Ibn al-Qayyim, he says, rahimahullah, that at times he will have a bed placed out for him. Something to rest on, something to sleep on, something to lie down on. And he says that when he would leave, he would only leave to go to the toilet. And as he would leave, he would not speak to anyone, to nobody. He would not speak to anyone. And then he says he would come back and worship, as opposed to some, he says, rahimahullah, that today, and this was in his day and age, then what about in our day and age, things that we've seen, the strangest of matters. He says, not like some today who pitch a tent that have or will fit 10 people so that they can receive visitors in that tent. He says, this is not from the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, some brothers at the last 10 days, they have tents. Some people, they get the one man tent, alhamdulillah. And some people go get the family tents. It's as if they're making it like the 10 nights. It's for people to come to my tent so we can talk and hang out and things like this. This is not what it's for. If I make these last 10 nights, 10 nights where you seclude yourself if you can for all of them. And if you cannot, then for most of them. And if you cannot, then for some of them. For some is better than none. For some is better than none. Likewise, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, Ya Rasulullah, أَرَأَيْتَ لَوْ عَلِمْتُ أَيَّ لَيْلَةٍ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ, that Ya Rasulullah, see, if I knew what night Laylatul Qadr is in. And as we know, Laylatul Qadr, my brothers, we search for it and we seek it in the last 10 nights, where Allah Azza wa Jal referred to it as better than 1,000 months. Better than 1,000 months. As I said, the lifespan of this ummah, between 60 and 70 years. But Allah has blessed us and Allah has gifted us with a night that is better than 1,000 months. And that's why when you understand this, you understand the hadith of Talha ibn Ubaidillah, when he mentioned the hadith about the two entering Jannah, but one of them who died pretty much outside of jihad, he entered Jannah before the one that died on the battlefield. Because you see that this one night that we search for and we seek for, this one night that is better than 1,000 months, the one that reaches it is the one that is successful. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, وَلِلَّهِ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ مَنْ حُرِمَ خَيْرَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمٍ, that in Ramadan Allah has one night. There's a night that is better than 1,000 months. The one that is deprived of its goodness is the one that is truly deprived. The one that is deprived of its goodness is the one that is truly deprived. Wallahi, brothers, the deprived one and the loser is the one that spends the night on his phones and his iPads and Facebook and Instagram and this and that. The loser is the one that sleeps the whole night and does not stand and does not read and does not give life to that night. The loser is the one that does not wake up his family and teach them the importance of that night. The loser is the one that will go after Taraweeh, if they prayed that, to go have a burger and sahlab and this and that in the last 10 nights, but goes home and sleeps straight away and does not wake up till Fajr time. These are the losers. These are the ones that are deprived. For she says, Ya Rasulullah, see that if I knew what night Laylatul Qadr is in, what should I say? Ma aqulu fiha? What do I say on this night? And this is important for every one of us to memorize this dua, my brothers, so that you can often repeat it in these last 10 nights. Keep your tongue moist with it. Keep your tongue moist with it. He said, say, فَقُولِي اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّكَ عَفُوٌ تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ فَعْفُ عَنِّي. Oh Allah, you are the most pardoning and you love to pardon, so pardon me. So pardon me. Such a simple dua. Not like some of the supplications we see of some today that go half an hour, and some of the brothers praying behind have their hands still raised because they're worried about placing them down because of what some might say. This is the reality of the matter. The dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam often was concise, but it was very comprehensive. When you look at the qunut of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so short but very comprehensive, straight to the point, but it was inclusive and the likes. This dua which he taught Aisha, so simple, But wallahi, so rewarding and so comprehensive. And pray the night. Pray the night, and I'll continue with this point in the second khutbah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يا فوز المستغفرين. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Wallahi, so much to say, my brothers, and so little time. And just quickly, I'll cap it up with these two or three points. The night prayer, my brothers. The night prayer is not something that is only done in Ramadan, as some believe. We know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man sama and man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi." Whoever establishes prayer and fasting in Ramadan, then he will be forgiven for everything that has passed. All of his sins will be forgiven. And we know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which should motivate us to seek Laylatul Qadr, to work harder these last 10 nights. He says, "Man qama Laylatul Qadr," whoever establishes prayer on the night of decree, the night of power, then he will have his sins, all of them, forgiven. Ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi. But don't forget, my brothers, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not only pray in the nights of Ramadan. So let this Ramadan be a Ramadan which changes you. What has changed you if you're praying in Ramadan only, and then after Ramadan you do not see the night prayer, you do not see the masajid extra, you do not see the Quran extra outside of Ramadan? What has it changed you? Let it change you, and let it be a time to change. You know, if you can pray these nights, you can pray the other nights outside. If you can fast these nights, you can fast the days outside when you can. If you can read Quran these nights, you can read Quran outside. If you can stop smoking and stop music and stop all of these sins in Ramadan, what is stopping you from stopping them outside of Ramadan? Because don't forget the main purpose of this month, which is at-taqwa, to get that God consciousness, to get that concept of fearing and piety and the likes. This is the main purpose. So if you are not getting affected, if you are not changing, then ask yourself, am I benefiting from my fast? Am I benefiting from my prayer? Am I benefiting from my Ramadan? Lastly, my brothers, I'll end with a quick point regarding dua. Learn the etiquettes of dua, my brothers, so that your dua can be answered, inshaAllah ta'ala, the way you like and the way that Allah Azza wa Jal sees most beneficial and befitting for you. Dua, my brothers, is not just raise your hands and say what you want, do what you want. It has etiquettes from them. For example, is to praise Allah at the beginning and to send salutations on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once a man, he made dua, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard him. He says, "Allahumma ghfirli warhamni." Ya Allah, forgive me and have mercy on me. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Indeed, you have been hasty. You rushed. Rather, before you ask for yourself, praise Allah, send salutations on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then ask what you want." And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard a man do this, praise Allah, send salutations on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Now ask and you will receive. Ask and Allah will answer." And lastly, my brothers, in this short time that we have, your women, your wives, your daughters, your sisters, whoever's in the household, try your best to do that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. Waken your family. Let them pray. Let them read. Let them supplicate. And that brings us to the final point, that if one of them is on their monthly cycles, meaning if they are menstruating, then they can still do a lot. It is not limited to this, to just praying and the likes. There's so much more they can do. Assist them, my brothers, you as that shepherd and you as the responsible one. Assist them in this. Wake them up. Let them pray. If they cannot pray for whatever reason, or even if they just don't want to pray, then still assist them to do the other acts of worship. Let them give in charity. Let them do. Let them read. Let them remember Allah. Let them contemplate. Let them and let them and let them. There's so many things that they can do, so assist them in that.